Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show with your hosts, Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. Brought to you in full color and stereo sound with amplification provided by Trainer. Broadcasting into the world from Storyhouse Studios in Camford, Ontario, you'll hear the best in old country, folk, Americana, punk rock, and 80s music delivered into your homes every week for free. And don't forget your regular dose of new and original songs from Music for Goats. Never be alone on a Wednesday night again, 8 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 for those even if you mind. Join the Whiskey Wednesday regulars on Facebook to be a part of the conversation, or watch on YouTube as well. Pour a drink, a cup of tea, or a nice cold long tooth. Roll up your best smoke and sit back and relax. Don't forget to hit the share button to help spread the word. The Whiskey Wednesday Show, every week. Cheers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show. My name is Ken Tizard. We are Music for Goats, and we are here to entertain you for once again on a Wednesday night. Tonight is a special night. It is the telethon premiere evening, or the telethon
pre-show,
as it would be. And I got lots of stuff to tell you about the telethon itself, and we got lots of great music planned to play. And I even put new strings on my guitar this week. So that's interesting. And anyways, new strings. We'll see what happens there. Lots of tuning, I'm sure. How you doing tonight there, David?
Fantastic, sir. How you doing?
Spectacular. The beer is cold, mm-hmm. Which is nice. Have you been out fishing?
I went out last Saturday, and it was cold. It was actually a nice day, but the fish were completely off, and things have been weird recently.
Right.
Because the temperature dips, so...
It's that time of year.
Yeah, we went out with Kenton from Blind Rage.
Oh, right, yeah.
On the boat, and slow day.
Very
fun.
Cool. And you're going to be launching your fishing Instagram page over the winter, right?
Yes.
What's the name for it again?
Esox Hunter.
There you go. How do you spell that?
Esox Hunter.
Esox Hunter. There you go. Esox. Check out Esox Hunter on the old... Was it coming at you on the gram?
It is.
How interesting that must be to focus on one platform. Oh, so nice.
Well, it'll probably go more.
I know, of course it will.
Like it
as soon as you start. Yeah. The internet has a way of doing that. Mr. Grant, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Hey. How's the weather been on your side of the road?
I love the new shirt, man. That is fantastic.
Oh, this is an old one. This is a Scully.
Yeah. Oh, this old thing?
This old thing. It is an old one. I've had it for about 15 years. I don't wear it very much. I sort of saw it tonight, and it's getting cool out there, you know?
It is,
it's a good shirt to sort of be able to come inside and outside, and now here we are. So, you know, that's what that is. Neil, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, anything new?
No.
No, okay. No. Barry, you're looking intently at knobs again?
Oh, yeah.
How's your shoulder?
My life is a
Oh, dear.
You had a fall on the weekend and hurt your shoulder, eh? You doing all right?
Yeah, it's healing up. I'll be good.
Excellent. Well, keep it iced and keep it heated. Mike Steinberg says, my back is still killing me, but music is a great healer. Well, there you go. Ed Frankowski, how you doing, buddy? Nice to hear from you. As I mentioned, I just put new strings on the guitar last night. It's something I do about every 18 months, now I have the privilege of retuning it all night. But we're going to play a couple tunes for you now. What are we doing first? Okay, why am I looking at that? I don't want to look at that yet.
PFL.
I'm turn the notes over so I don't see them. Part of the excitement this week is the release of Pain Free Living. The video came out. You know that one? I like to get high. Or that one. The video came out, which was cool, and the single came out, so, you know, check it out.
I've seen it. It's a beautiful video.
It is a beautiful video, yes.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, well, we got the bass gang here starting out the night. Here's one of your favorite songs. This is called Pain Free Living, with an intro called FMNL. Well, one, two, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. last 11 bars or so for me there. That was fun. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. Cause I don't have the perfect job I dreamed of, and at times I can take it for a while. Then sometimes it takes away the part of me that's real. Other times all I can do is smile. I like to get high.
I like to get higher.
I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. Cause I don't have a moment of pain-free living, and at times I can take it for a while. Then sometimes I take small things for granted, and other times just wanna close my eyes and hide. I like to get high. I like to get high. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. To be honest, it's an uphill battle with depression, and the drugs the doctor gives me ain't so tight. Then sometimes it feels like my skin is crawling, and other times bad TV can be alright. I like to get high.
I like to get higher.
I like to get more high than I was before.
I like to get stoned.
I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. There you go. A little. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoned. I like to get more stoned than I was before.
That was some real lyrics.
Alternately known as pain-free living, which is really the undertone of that song. That's important. Is the.
We're not going shooby-doo.
Well, the shooby-doos in the video are quite funny. If you haven't heard them yet, we'll show the video in a little bit. You'll get to see it. Nice to see some more people showing up there. We got the regular gang coming out here. I'm going to drop this. Somebody, okay, you don't need to. No, I don't want to do that. What's this? Oh, my God, phone, stop it. There it is. We've got the, we've got the telethon coming up this weekend. This is the donate link that I've created. If somebody could just click on it and see if it works, you don't need to donate now, but just click on it. Let me know that it is functioning and the picture's up and it looks all right. I checked, but it didn't show me. But it could be because it's my account, right? You know how those things are? Weird. Oh, what a week, what a week, what a week. What happened this week? We played on this weekend, didn't we? We haven't played in ages, and this week we haven't played in months. And Dave's only played once with us, and that was only like six songs. So we went out Friday night down to Capers. We had a blast, and we had a great time. It was great. Everybody came, made reservations, came in, got their seats. We played, we played, we played, we played 30-odd songs that night. It was a blast. And then I went to the Promised Land Animal Sanctuary on Saturday, and that was excellent as well. And what else after that? We had Crowstock.
That's correct.
Crowstock is a new thing that's happening up this way, hosted by our very own Neil Lucy out on the Crow River. And Crowstock is a... started with Neil's Friends and Neighbors, and it's now grown into Friends, Neighbors, Extra Friends, yeah. Some people from town,
yeah,
most people from town.
A little garage party kind of thing, and it's grown into a big garage party. So we had over 100 people come on Saturday night.
Excellent.
And cash donations for the local food bank, we managed to raise $1,004.75.
$1,004.75. $0.75.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's just say $1,005.
Well, we could, but that wouldn't be precise.
Yes, true enough. So some money for the fund, and you also put the bucket out for tips for the bands,
yep.
And you managed, and you paid the bands, and you gave them a few bucks extra, too,
yep.
So it was really
yep.
nice.
Yep.
And all your friends and neighbors had a great time.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, so same time next year.
That beer is nice. Yeah, if you want to get on Neil's friend list, find him online, befriend him over the next 12 months, and you'll get an invite to the party.
Yeah. I'm disguised online, though.
They have to figure that out. That's part of the whole Crowstock thing.
That's part of the whole fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Hint. Stanley, how you doing tonight? See what I did there? Nobody else got it except for the people that know. I don't even know if they got it, to be perfectly honest.
I'm not sure I did.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when darkness was a virtue and the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, and if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel, light, death, and men will fight it to be born. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Not a word spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try a mansion in a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, I was buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, was ravaged in the cold. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully, she took a crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, now there's a wall between us. Something has been lost. I took too much for granted and got my signals crossed. Just to think that it all began on an uneventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides him out. Nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, now I've heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove. An old man with broken teeth or stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gamble for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and they gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence and I got paid the score. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a different country and I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could just turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Here we go. Dylan, yeah, my microphone has been doing the weird little droopy thing, and so I've had to hang it upside down. Did my camera zoom in or something weird, or is that just me?
No, it looks like it changed.
Nothing's happening now. Okay, no, it's not the... No, it seems to have just changed a little bit. Okay, well, it's good where it is. I'm going to move it back a little bit. It seems like it's right in my face. That there's anything wrong with that. But you can't see the beautiful stuff we got today, like this new Campbellford Spirit Leaf logo. Now, this was hand-burned for Spirit Leaf. I asked Eric, I said, I need a Spirit Leaf logo. You know, you guys are donating a prize to our telethon. You've been friends of the show for so long. I want a little thing for the thing. He said, well, I've got something here, but somebody made it for us. He says, so while I get something made for you, I'll send this along. So earlier tonight, I positioned it perfectly so it would be right in frame above the long tooth thing and everything would be perfect. And see, now it's just out because my camera has changed. Welcome to my pure hell here, love. I'm just kidding. It's not pure hell. How's everybody doing online here? We got a HR Diesel. Can you play a country song? Yeah, well, we're going to do some country songs. Absolutely. Ed Frankowski, camera is messed up. Yeah, I know. Which camera there? We'll see. Looks like Aunt Betty, how you doing? Hope you're doing well back there. Ron, Steve, RJ, all the regular gang, lovely to see you. So this weekend, and this week is an important week for some people, who some friends of the show, neighbors of ours, we have Kim and Charmaine, and for one of them it's Christmas and the other one it's Easter.
That's correct.
Is that what's happening this weekend, Neil? Maybe you can clarify the dates. Easter Sunday for both of them?
It's actually Easter Monday for Charmaine. And the day before Easter for the pair of them.
Okay. But the reality
translation is that it is their anniversary on Saturday and it is Charmaine's birthday on Monday.
Oh, that's amazing.
And tomorrow...
Yes.
Is Tony Arkell's anniversary.
You are right. You remember all this stuff.
Yeah, well, I write it down.
Now. I know you do. Yeah. I wish I had something to write things down. And you know.
Well, you know, I mean, you could borrow.
I do.
You could borrow that guy's wood burning kit.
I have books everywhere around me, and a phone. I write everything down.
Yes,
just,
here I am, ladies and gentlemen, rhythm guitarist and secretary.
Well, in honor of the three of them.
Yes.
Dedication for Tony on his anniversary, and we'll send this one out as a co-anniversary. Happy birthday as well for Charmaine. No, it's Kimberly's birthday. No, it's Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine's birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Hear the heavens open every time she smiles. When I come to her, that's where I belong. Yes, I run to her like a river strong. She give me love, 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 love,
crazy love.
She give me love, 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 fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. When I come home to her, when the sun goes down, takes away my trouble, takes away my grief, take away my heartache in the night like a thief. She give me love, 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 love. Yes, I need you in the daytime, and I need her in the night. I wanna throw my arms all around her, kiss and hug her and hold her tight. When I'm turning from so far away, she gives me sweet loving and brighten up my day. Makes me righteous, yes, makes me whole. Makes me mellow down in my soul. She give me love, 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 love.
Oh, I know. You know, and Stan got up, and I thought he was going to knock your camera tripod for a second.
I saw him walking.
So I'm busy watching him, and
what you all can't see out
kind
there
of
is
flubbed.
The wealth of cables and wires and microphones and cameras that we have hidden around us. It's amazing when I look at the screen; I don't see any of that. I just see us doing our thing, which is awesome.
He did a perfect four-legged limbo underneath.
I did.
The
he did.
Stage.
I know.
It was the weirdest
thing.
I thought the camera was going to go.
Upset it. Going to jiggle it.
No.
But
no, he did it. Actually, I think he put the camera back in the right place. Oh my! So it's time.
Hey, my apologies, Tony.
It is time for the PFL video premiere. I'm even going to put on the audio here so we can listen to it and watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank a bunch of people who came out. I sort of sent an email out to a few select smoking friends of mine and a few drinking friends who don't smoke but enjoy being around that. And there was about 15 there for the entire night, but there was probably 20 or 22 who came throughout the night. And we captured different people at different times. And some people didn't want to be on camera, but they wanted to be a part of it. So they lurked in the background like lurkers. And no, they had a great time too. And it was a lot of fun. But this is what we got out of it. Some of you have seen it, but I figured tonight's a good night to show it. This is the video for Pain-Free Living, directed by Satch. Filmed by Satch. It wasn't really much direction. Satch kind of just chose what shots to do. Yeah. And Stevie, his mate, the two of them did a great job. Anyways, here is the video. Check it out. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoneder. I like to get more stoned than I was before. 'Cause I don't have the perfect job I dreamed of, and at times I can take it for a while, and sometimes I take small things for granted, while other times all I can do is smile. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoneder, I like to get more stoned than I was before. 'Cause I don't have a moment of pain-free living, and at times I can take it for a while, and sometimes it takes away a part of me that's real, and other times I just wanna close my eyes and hide. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoneder, I like to get more stoned than I was before. To get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoneder, I like to get more stoned than I was before. To be honest, it's an uphill battle with depression, and the drugs the doctor gives me ain't so tight. Sometimes it feels like my skin is crawling, and other times bad TV can be alright. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoneder, I like to get more stoned than I was before. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoneder, I like to get more stoned than I was before. Man, what a fun time that was with people, holy crap.
Great acting, eh? You'd almost think they were really getting high.
No drugs were imbibed in the making of this video.
Richard says, love the Shoo-Bee-Doo. Yeah, you know, we argued with the Shoo-Bee-Doo back and forth, but it won in the end, and I'm glad we kept it that way. Aunt Betty, I posted a message there. I don't know if my messages are going through, because things it's been resetting every time I message. But I was saying... I remember Boyd and Dad and all the uncles, you know, sort of when they would get together, they were just sort of in the kitchen, just the table full of ashes and cards and beer bottles and rum and no weed, but I was just watching that video. I was like, yeah, that reminds me of the, but no marijuana, Aunt Betty, no marijuana. That's the devil's plant. I know. It's not really anymore. It's legal now. Okay, so we're going to talk for a second.
It's because the devil works for the government.
Exactly. Yeah. Talk right down in a language that y'all can understand. Money. Money, 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 money. No, we're really excited to do this telethon. A big part of doing this telethon was putting together a 12 hour kind of overview of everything that's happened from the first night I sat on my couch upstairs to what we're doing now. And at the, in the last 3 hours or 2 hours, the band will be here anyways, last 3 hours, I do believe it is. They'll be here on Sunday night, but it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be doing some gospel tunes. Anyways, it goes on and on and on. But I'm just going to talk about it for a second. Tomorrow by email, if you're not on our email list and you do want this information, go to the website and drop your name in. But sending out by tomorrow by email the official telethon guide that Allison has permitted. It's got a full schedule. It's got who's in it. It's got blurbs. It's got all kinds of stuff in it. So the official telethon guide goes out tomorrow. And during the 12-hour telethon, I will actually be there. Even though, when I get to some of the guest hours, you know, like we've got 25-odd guests. So each of them get a little bit, you know, and it's all one big video. But I'm still going to be there answering questions, being a part of it. And I'll be up at the top of every hour. I'll play some songs and, you know, we'll keep it like that. So it's going to be sort of an all-day thing. I can't remember the last time I did 12 hours of anything aside from sitting in an airport. But it'll be better than that. I'm sure it'll be better than sitting in an airport. And I will, you know, introduce the videos and stuff. And Allison's going to be there helping me. And, it's going to be just a fun day to hang out. Donations, prizes. Allison's got so many great notes for me. There'll be a link which I posted, and you can donate at any time. You can donate day of, or up to the draw, which is going to be on October 4th. That's live on the Whiskey Wednesday show, when we'll be drawing for the... Oh, good time to show you guys this. I thought I had it in frame, but then my camera changed. Check this basket of goodies out from Spirit Leaf. We've got weed, and we've got weed, and we've got weed. And we've got, no, I'm just kidding, it's not all weed. But there is some weed in there. There's some gummies, there's some Shoo-Wee-Doo stuff. Yeah, this is a great Spirit Leaf gift. So this is like $150 or I can't remember. I think it's $150 worth of Spirit Leaf goodies from Trainer in Yorkville, our good friends down there. We have the Epiphone Gibson J45 as a prize and a Longtooth prize package as well. So if you donate, no matter how much you donate during the time period, it will be, you'll get put into the draw for those things. And if you donate more than $50, if you happen to be one of those people who has a lot of money and, just likes to help things out and you give a little bit more, there for every $50, you get your name in again. So you know how that works. $100 is two, $200 is four, or something like that.
Excellent.
You guys know more about math than I do. And we'll be, so you can donate right up until the draw on October 4th for that. Oh, and then I've got a wire here. Yeah. Upgrades to the studio. Just simple things like cabling and, you know, there are things that break regularly that need to be replaced. We're also looking to get one moving camera in here. That's the big thing we're looking to do in the next year or next 6 months anyways. And even monthly expenses, like all of the restreams and all those things, you know, those are sort of $80-$100 a month each. So it adds up a bit. And we really do help. We really do appreciate the support that we get from the people who's doing this, helping us out. So, Joe Murray, how do I win the EPJ 45? Well, you make a donation, you get your name in. I don't know if that's how you win, but that's how you get a shot at it. Exactly. I put the donate link up earlier. I'm sure somebody tried it, so that's all good. And I'm not going to try and do it again because it keeps screwing up my thing. Again, experimenting with the new mic placement tonight. I hope this is working for you, Barry. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's some good cold beer right there. That's some good cold beer. We're going to play a song now called The Weight of the World. GT, this one's for you, buddy. What key did we decide we're doing it in now?
B, I believe.
I believe.
Uh-huh. I'm a believer. I couldn't be.
Dirty.
I'm sure Carol Kay played bass on that one.
Probably, yeah. Because they didn't play anything. I knew a guy when I was at university who was in a band in Toronto called the Spastics. Sorry, mm-hmm. but that's what they were called, kind of thing. And they actually played off stage when the Monkees came to Toronto.
Really?
Yeah. So he said, anyway. Yeah, he might
never
have
know with people, though.
He might have been fitting.
He was a person, right?
That's it.
The human type.
The human type. So
the human gnome, as they call it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So I know all about the gnome.
Yeah.
Science. Well. I'm a sinner and an addict, and I can't forget all the things I've done to me. I've got many regrets. I am a faker and a loser on the best day. I can barely keep I've got a story, I wrote it between the lines. If you follow me, I can promise it'll end just fine. So my back hurts from carrying the weight of the world. So my back hurts from carrying the getting late, I'm getting lonely and I'm sick fast. Just a phone call to say hello will get me past. In the distance, the dogs are barking, it keeps me awake. With the tapping of my foot on the floor as I wait for day. As I wait for day, as my back hurts from carrying the weight of the world, I need a night in the city with an old-fashioned girl. A little living and some time to let the colors swirl. Back hurts from carrying the weight of the world. I'd say I'm sorry, and you treat me with the best of kind. When I'm with you, there's nothing on my mind. There's something to be said for familiar voices, something to be said for familiar choices, something to be said for what we and you can do. What we get to do. It's my back from carrying the weight of the world. I need a night in the city with an old-fashioned girl. A little living and some time to let the colors swirl. There you go, the weight of the world for GT Mike. Ron Bissonette, got your order from Longtooth delivered to your house. Excellent, that's great. Oh, it's good. Yes, thank you, Lucas, for that one. Sorry, I laughed during that there. I was looking down at the screen and I saw a post come up from Richard Gorelchuk. My back hurts from carrying Tony Arkell to a softball championship a few weeks ago. I thought that was funny. Oh, my. Sorry, that was laugh out loud funny. Oh. You know, it took me the longest time to make a decision tonight. I'm usually pretty good with things, but I was trying to figure out whether I'd wear socks and shoes. It was a big, it was a, like this decision took, like it started about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it was really just sort of 10-2. I decided to go with shoeless, and then I thought, no, because my camera's far away and you can see my feet. I was wrong. Now that I know that I can actually go pantless for these things, I just need to get a, just need to wear my Scully shirt every week. You know, that's... Please don't do that. Shades of Purple. Sounds like a song tune, Tony Arcella. You pull hamstring. Ugh. This week, if you guys can, you know, if you see any of the stuff for the single or the video or any of that stuff, there's no album to buy anymore. It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand it. You know, and like, yeah, I don't get it. Anyways, this music's there. Listen to it however you listen to it. People seem to like the videos, which is cool. The Spotify, Apple Music thing is like moderate, but I don't understand it. I use it. I don't know. It's convenient. Anyways. I had a great time at Capers and a great time at Crowstock this weekend. Thank you to the people who put that off. Thanks to Dar and Dorset over there and all the staff. And thanks to Neil for hosting that party. It was so nice to get out. So nice to get out. Makes me want to get out more, do some more shows, you know, start rolling in those big bucks.
Yeah, my God, I'm telling you. Just imagine if we made as much money as we did last weekend.
Oh, my God. If we could make that much money. If I could make that money every 6 months, I'd be so happy. That's kind of what I do, actually. Check on these new strings here again. I was talking about earlier, ladies and gentlemen. It's always important to stretch the hell out of your strings. Ah, some people would disagree. You need to get them good and stretched. Knowing how to stretch a string is an important thing. I'm not going to demonstrate it here now, but
probably good.
Flat six, G flat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a capo on. Don't mind me.
Seems like every meal he's ever eaten has come at the cost of a song. Not to say he ain't been hungry for those times you sang along. And his house is made from many doors. The address changes day by day. Been rammed around this world, killing time along the way. It's a long way to travel and a dollar for a song. Another town behind and another comes along. His boots are feeling heavy, standing on another stage. Fire in his bloodshot eyes. Begin the day. And for every girl he's ever loved, whose kindness helped him find his way through fumbling, tumbling, lonely nights to bring colors to the gray. Another lonesome sunrise just ahead. His clothes are scattered on the bed, and he's halfway across the floor, and he's heading for the door. It's a long way to travel and a dollar for a song. Another town behind and another comes along. His boots are feeling heavy, standing on another stage. Fire in his bloodshot eyes again today, yeah. You won't break me from this road. So much story still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. He's been doing it all these days. He's an old dog and you'll never change his ways. When he dies out on that highway, and you check to find him cold, just pull the old truck over, roll him off the side of the road. For his life's been filled with many riches, filled upon the stage. When he gets his call to glory, and he knows his dues are paid. It's a long way to heaven and a dollar for a song. Another town behind and another comes along. His boots are feeling heavy, standing on another stage. Fire in his bloodshot eyes again today. Yeah. Oh, you were breaking from this road. So much story still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. He's been doing it all his days. He's an old dog. You'll never. You were breaking from this road. So much story still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. that's been doing it all these days. He's an old dog and you'll never change his ways. Sorry.
A little high tonight,
you know. It's okay. Some nights it's good like that. I think I managed to get to a close place. Steve Astolfollow, how you doing there? Our new friend, Steve Astolfollow. I know he's been around for a couple months now, but he's sort of a new friend. He comes in and he's talking now. It's all cool. Good to see you, brother. Why is tech support here? What's going on there, Tony? Am I missing something? It's distracting and somehow part of the show. When I look at this when it's here, this is kind of like the audience heckling me while I'm playing. It's good. This is the first time I've sort of kept it in front of me and watched it while I'm...
Might be a good idea not to.
I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
We're going to try another one of the new ones tonight. Here, we've run a bunch of new stuff tonight. If you're new tuning into the show, we do, on most nights, do a variety of cover tunes, a bunch of old country and folk stuff. I think we got some of that coming up, but we're also kind of, tonight, just sort of celebrating new stuff. New video, new telethon, new season, new strings. Dave's got new drums, which we used on the weekend, some Mapex drums, which are fucking fantastic. Those are groovy drums. So we're setting those upstairs in our rehearsal/recording studio, because we'll record with those, which would be real nice. What else is new? New frontiers. New frontiers. Mm. Always with the new frontiers. One, two, three. I don't want to hear about your new sensation. I don't want to reconnect my old relations. I don't want to hear your frustrations all of the time. It doesn't take a genius to see that she's a girl. It doesn't take a genius to rule a broken world. It doesn't take a genius to ignore the facts all of the time. There's no sense in asking, is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over when it's done. There's so many ways I picture in my head, but I never saw this one. Post-truths are dangerous, rumors are lies, far from the truth and nobody's surprised. We're all too busy watching Peaky Blinders all of the time. It doesn't take so much to look inside your door. Sometimes it's okay to clean your dirty floors. Just remember to wash your hands all of the time. There's no sense in asking, is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over when it's done. There's so many ways I pictured in my head, but I never saw this one. Sense in asking, is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over when it's done. There's so many ways I picture in my head, but I never saw this one. Nicely done, boys. Nicely done. Oh, I think I need some more of this. What do they call this? Beer. What kind of beer is this? Oh, Longtooth. That's a nice logo. I like how they did that. Look, folks. Longtooth Pale Ale beer. And of course, you can't see the amps. I think when we get the movable camera, I'm gonna program a shop where it goes by all the Trainer amps in front of us. Before, in front of us is a wall of Trainer amps. Like 2 feet in front of us is a circular wall, impenetrable by any forces ever, and it blasts sonic music at us. Every time we try and reach to it to make an adjustment, it says no, and it gets louder and it pushes us back. That's the secret to our sound, is deafness, deafness, deafness. There's a song called Dollar a Day. It goes like this. One, two, three, I was walking down the road when a stranger passed my way. He was empty in his business eyes. He made no move to step aside. He disregarded me. His brain was bleeding compromise. It would be a rude awakening if I knocked him down and stole away his shoes. There's no place that I'd rather be, and that place is anywhere here but next to you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun at your back, $4 a day. You'll trade away your years to fight the fears they feed you, $4 a day. Stopped along the way to hear the politician speak. He stood to stand for something. He promised better futures for those of you who took the line and got behind him. He grew ugly and unwise as he lied about the lies and how they made him feel. The cracks in his disguise grew wider and he could not anymore conceal truth he tried to conceal. Well, you'll work harder with a gun at your back, $4 a day. You'll trade away your years to fight the fears they feed you, $4 a day. At your back, $4 a day. You'll trade away your years to fight the fears they feed you, $4 a day. Oh, you play that bass line so groovy, man. This is great. What a lot of fun that one is. That's one of the new ones, Dollar a Day. That came out a while back. So I know they've been out as singles. I don't know how it works with Apple Music. If somebody does, you can explain it to me. But on Spotify, what I've done is I've created a thing called the DAG Sessions, which is a playlist, which seems to be how everybody shares music on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify viewer, listener, you don't need to go to Spotify and listen to, you know, four separate tracks. You can actually listen to them as a playlist, or as some people would know it as, a EP. Like a little, you know, original four-song EP. So the four songs, the first four from the Dagstett sessions are there, and you can listen to them that way. I don't know how that works on Apple Music. I guess you can make your own playlist and call it EP, and then you can add the next song to it and call it EP plus one, and then eventually make your own LP.
Yeah.
Mr. Grant knows all about that. Somebody asked earlier for a country song. We got a couple of those. Well, we got one of those coming up right now. Sort of a country song, Drunk, Stoned, and Broke. I think it qualifies as country. Not country to any of you young folks out there watching. Sorry. Yeah, different than that. I like a lot of this new modern country. But it's not what I do. Drunk, stoned, and broke, I don't know if I'll see the sun tomorrow. And if I come down from this place, I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round to drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. Good God, I need it tonight. Have another toke and slip quietly to understanding nothing. Your words like poison smoke, and I'd rather see you floating in the air. Push back another round to drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. If I come now from this place, I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round to drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it. Nicely done, boys. Nicely done. Has everybody had a good week out there in internet land? Radio land, listening, radio land, podcast land, I'm not even sure what you call that. You may be using a radio of some sort to listen to it via your phone, well, via Bluetooth from your phone, or some such. Either way, if you're listening to the podcast, thanks for spending some time with us. I'm just checking on the Debbie, some Charlie Pride. Oh, not tonight, Deb. We played. I dedicated it to you three times twice this weekend. You weren't even there. Time, I dedicated it twice to you. I dedicated it to you at Capers. I dedicated it to you at Neil's thing. You weren't dead either. I know you live down in Belleville now. I'm just kidding with you. Okay, looks like there's nothing pressing there, so we're going to move into a little bit of a. that new tune that we've been working on for a while, Barstools and Broken Hearts.
What could be more country than that, I ask?
Well, yeah. Your cheating heart.
And your rusted out truck died, and your dog got
run over. It's got hearts in it, so I mean, it's, you know, yeah. Either way, this is a new song. This is a, I don't even know what to call these songs. Country, yeah, it's got some twang to it. Folk, yeah, it's got some story to it. Pop, sometimes it's got
originals, a, you know? I mean, like, do we need an explanation beyond that?
Well, sometimes people ask about the style. What is it we're doing? And I hate to say Americana, because...
How about Scissor Dan?
Because there's no banjo.
I don't think modern country has too many banjos.
No, Americana does, though.
Well, you're right, yeah.
I have one,
but I'm smart enough to leave it hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Put in a mandolin solo.
Oh, yeah.
Be next week if Luke's here.
Ah, there we go. I guess we should show that.
Americanize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to see Jim Jeffries on Friday in Kingston. Allison bought me Jim Jeffries tickets for my Christmas gift last year. He's playing in Kingston this week. You know Jim Jeffries, the comedian?
Going this week?
On Friday night.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Can't remember the last time I saw a comedian. Jim is a great comedian, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about, man? I mean, look at us.
This is a song called...
The way I play is a joke sometimes.
It's called Barstools and Broken Hearts. Comedians work on the road. They know this song as well. This is what we get after spending too many years, you know, with a light on us, looking at people in the shadows, drinking and hiding and burying their sins and their sorrows. It's called Barstools and Broken Hearts. Broke mind and broken body, coming home to find the life and love before the war turned cold and broke down over time. Broken family and broken dreams, Stanley stories made up of the time you were away. A broken soldier's heart replaced. Stop pretending there's a war outside. Don't pretend to be the days from gone by. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another night, another start. Face the wall and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another day, another heart. Start the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broke jobs and broken dreams, a little too old it seems. The life you thought you'd have lives only as an illusion now it seems. Broken wallet and broken dreams have put you in this place. The whiskey, drugs and cigarettes are filling up that empty space. Stop pretending it's just the way things go. Don't pretend to be the lies that we all know. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in my head. Another stranger in my bed. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Plays songs from our youth, the bands that we all loved, pushing words we twirl like morning doves. Broken world and broken people trying to get ahead. The sympathy that we all need for all intents gets left for dead. Stop pretending there's a war outside. Don't pretend to be the truth from days gone by. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in my head. Another stranger in my bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. Face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Fun. I gotta get those words, man. Why can't I get them down? It's been a month now. Yeah, I need to sit and mix the song. That's when the words really sit in my head, actually, because we're not touring. When you're touring, you play it all the time. They get in your head because you don't have the paper. And when I mix, that's usually when I learn the final version of the lyrics. I gotta get up and mix this one.
I forgive you.
Okay.
Because
you appreciate
I'm playing
that.
Reasonably simple chords, and somehow or the other, I got them scrambled in my head tonight. So I'm just having one of those evenings.
Well, then, you know, maybe that's why I can't play it. I can't remember the song. Neil made another mistake. Oh, now I'm not thinking about the words anymore.
I know. It's okay. I got broad shoulders.
Well, we got one more tune for you there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to check in on the board here, see how you're all doing before we go. Hey, Aaron, lovely to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Ed Frankowski, YouTube on the 65-inch, like a live show. Oh, man, that's fantastic. I'd like to watch the 12-hour marathon like that, sitting on a couch, a big bag of weed and pizza and chicken wings for the whole day. Not that I'm sort of suggesting anybody do that. It's very unhealthy. But that's kind of what I'd love to do. Actually, that's kind of what I'm going to be doing. I think me and Allison got some, what did we decide we were eating? Pizza and chicken wings.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure.
Pizza and chicken wings is kind of what it is. We do this song in a different key, right? We do this in C sharp, right? C minor? Morrissey? This is another one of the new tunes. We're going to end with you tonight. A song called Morrissey. This one actually came out really, really interesting on the recording. Looking forward to you guys hearing that. I hope you're enjoying the videos and the singles. Like, I said to Allison last night, I said, what's the end goal? What am I doing here? There's no money to be made in touring for me. I can't tour. I like hanging out with my friends and playing music, but, like, the stress and the excitement, the excitement of, like, recording a song, releasing it, making a video for it, and shooting it, and editing it, and getting all these people. And then it's kind of like, what did I do that for? And then it's like, Allison keeps saying, well, you're just doing it for yourself. I'm like, yeah, but is there a bigger picture here? Like, what is this? And I don't really know. So it's an existential quandary that I'm in.
Quandary?
It's not quite a quandary.
I see.
It's a quandary. It's a small quandary. It's just a sort of a touch and dipping my toe into the pool of existentialism, reason for being. Actually, special thanks if you ever watched. Thanks to Jake Gold. I called you like 3 years ago. That was the exact word I used. He said, I'm having a musical existential crisis. I said, I don't understand what I'm doing anymore. Jake Wolf was the manager of the Hip for years. And I knew that he'd be honest and just kind of tell me the truth and shit. So
it's not really a crisis. It's just a quindary.
It's just quindary. it's an existential quindary. T-shirts coming soon.
Don't worry so much about it. Just do another song.
There we go.
That's kind of what Jake said. That's kind of what Jake said. Don't worry about it. Do another song. I'm saying that's the best music industry advice that I've ever heard from anybody. What you just said, and it is kind of what Jake said to me. That's just a very simple form. Fucking all the other shit, just do another song. Just do another song. Play another song.
But we've already got an audience of, dozens, I think, so,
Hey, man, if I got 20 people to hang out with once a week, have something in common, that's cool. 20,000 would be all right too, though. But why? What's the difference?
Let me see now. 19,980.
That sounds about right. This is a song called Morrissey, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. For once in my life, I'm feeling sorry for people around me who think I'd be better off dead, or at least being quiet. It didn't take much to get it started. Some simple words between two friends. But then again, a spark can burn your whole house down. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cruel and sublime and appropriately ill.
Mr. Graham, what's that lyric that I always forget?
You stopped making sense shortly thereafter. You wished you'd never open your mouth. You chose to hide behind a lie that someone else gave you. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cruel and sublime. Really ill. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He'll call you out to make you his fool. Quite take the pressure. The pressure was more than I could take. So I filed it away, and I thought maybe I'll come back to it a little later. I heard your name through a friend today. He apologized for bringing you up. I said, that's all right. I was over it before it even started. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He'll call you out and make you his fool. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cool and sublime and appropriately. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fantastic Wednesday night for me. I made the erroneous mistake today of reaching out and pulling a weed out that happened to be a stinging nettle, and it was hurting me all day, like even up to like 6 hours later, and like right now I don't feel any pain. So the music has washed away the pain of the stinging nettle, which is fantastic.
Pain-free living,
whatever it takes. And it looks like everybody's saying good night here too. It's been a fantastic night. Thank you all so much. We will see you on Sunday. Help spread the word. Tell people about it. Now on Sunday when you're watching it, like you can be watching it. You can hit that share button and you can like send it to a specific person in your list and say, hey, check this out. They're playing this song or whatever. It's going to be a fun day of sharing and getting all out. I'm really looking forward to it. Allison's super excited about it. Jack is really excited about it because by Sunday he'll be feeling better because he went in to have his teeth cleaned today and they cleaned them so much that they all disappeared. So he's only got four teeth left. He's really clean. He's really clean.
I actually empathize.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, it's been a great week. Thanks for watching the video. Thanks for commenting on YouTube and letting other people know about it and stuff. We'll see you on Sunday. And until then, remember, be like Steve. Take care, folks. Cheers. Once again, thanks for spending another Wednesday with us here at Story House Studios.
Thanks to Trainer, Yorkville, and a Long Tooth Beverage Company for being a part of the show. We love our time on the Whiskey Wednesday show and appreciate all of your support. Don't forget to hit up the tip jar if you feel so inclined. Never expected, but always appreciated. Tune in every week for more guests, songs, stories, drinks, and gear talk. And don't forget to visit the website, www.kentizzard.com, to sign up for the Whiskey Wednesday wrap-up. Compiled by Allison, this is a monthly overview with highlights, directories of songs, and so much more. Be kind, be helpful, be happy, be safe. See you next week.